This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Alrighty. We are back. I had to go get, you know, a washcloth and just towel myself off. I was, boy, that last interview, that was something. We had President Bill Clinton on, before that Benjamin Netanyahu. We are going from strength to strength, I gotta tell you, because I can't believe this, because, you know, it's like one mentions the other and they either catch wind, they're listening, or their people tell them, you know, who just said, what about you? Bernie Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Mr. Sanders. I am so surprised that you called.
No, you should not be surprised, Michelle. First and foremost, I want to say that Bill Clinton is a pervert. I don't understand this man, how he could say such derogatory things about women and completely come onto you without even taking you out to dinner. It does not make sense to me whatsoever, and I think his wife Hillary, who's responsible for this mess, she should put a leash on this man. He is a menace to society. I wouldn't be surprised if he ever saw me wearing a dress and a wig that he would come on to me. I have no question about it in my mind. I really don't.
You know what? I tell you what, I'll set it up. I'll get you the dress and we'll just do a experiment.
I wouldn't look as good as you would. I'll say it. I'll make it very clear. I am not a cross-dresser. I'm not an attractive man. I'm an old man. I'm nearly 77 years old. Mm-hmm. And for me to don a dress, whether it be Versace or wear Lancome makeup, it's not going to look good on my resume.
Well, I don't know about all that. You know, hey, you're 77. You might do yourself all right with a little blush. Little color, little something.
I was a makeup artist for 10 years.
Well, that's okay. That's a marriage license, not a receipt. Should have known you.
I understand.
You want to put on some blush? Put on some blush.
No, I don't know if that's a good idea. I just think that overall, I need to do what it takes to get our country back on track, and we have to work together. And you know, the Democrats have had a lot of problems. There's a lot of corruption within both parties. There's a lot of money involved. So I have to do what I have to do to help my constituents in Vermont and around the United States. And if it means if I have to don a dress in order to garner additional votes, then I will do whatever it takes.
I don't think the dress will help. It might. I think it depends on the dress. You know, again, I've never seen your legs. I don't know if you're on the natch or if you shave or wax. Really, we're getting personal. But let's talk about. You said a lot of things in the government need fixing, as we say back home.
Yes.
Where would you start?
That's right. Well, I would start with the fact that there is a tremendous inequality in the United States. There are a lot of men who cannot afford a good dress, and that is the first thing. And we need to do something about this. There are a lot of people out there. I'm trying to get the cross-dressing vote. And as you know, there are a lot of cross-dressers that have to buy a schmata, which is Yiddish for a rag.
What did you just call me?
To, No, not you personally. You're not a rag. You're a very lovely woman. But I'm talking about people who have to sometimes go to the 99-cent store to buy a cheap skirt made in China by children when they should be able to buy an American-made, union-made skirt. Mm-hmm. And it's something that they could wear, and it's something that could help them and enhance their image and make them feel perhaps a little bit more feminine.
Okay,
and,
well, here's what gets me. Now, hang on. You brought up the 99-cent store. You know,
yes, I did.
Everything in the 99-cent store isn't even 99 cents anymore. Some of it's like $5.
Well,
so they should call it the used to. Yeah, well, no, but it's still called 99-cent only. So
well,
it should now be called 99 cent, or used to be 99 cents only, but it's just false advertisement. Continue.
Well, I understand. I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, the problem is that there's inflation. There are a lot of factors involved. But my point is, you don't necessarily. If you're going to cross-dress, you might as well support our economy. You should try to buy American-made clothing, whether it be high heels, garter belts, stockings, lace thongs,
okay.
G-strings.
We don't need the whole list.
And, of course, the makeup. Well, you know, I'm trying to encourage people to buy domestic. Now, there are a few areas where President Trump and I do agree. And we've spoken about getting out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was a horrible disaster, and I made it very clear that Hillary Clinton was responsible for this. I mean, she did refer to the TPP as the gold standard of free trade agreements. We all know how well NAFTA worked out for the American worker, and there were a lot of unemployed cross-dressers for that matter as well, but I digress. So having said what I said, this is what I've been campaigning on. It's about bringing people together and unity, and at the same time, encouraging people to buy more products made in the United States. If you recall, at the Smithsonian Institute several years ago, I raised a big fuss about this, and I made a stink about it, in addition to passing wind.
Uh-oh.
But I made it crystal clear, well, at my age, I'm lucky it's only wind, but I digress. Bottom line is this. The Smithsonian Institute did not carry any American-made products. All of the products were made in China, which is a disgrace. So I made it crystal clear that these people, we need to start carrying more American-made products. If you don't have any maple syrup, there's plenty of maple syrup in Vermont. It's that simple. You know, you buy your products locally, and this is something we really need to emphasize on.
Okay, well, thanks for
the
maple syrup cross-dressing segment.
Thank you.
Sir, Mr. Sanders, I gotta take a commercial break before I pass out. This is Michelle Mahon for Joe Messina, Real Side.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Howdy, campers! Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. My name's Michelle Mahone, the guest host with the nost. No, not most. No, the quite opposite. I tell you what, Mr. Sanders is still on the line. Now, Mr. Sanders, you heard that this has just been a run on politics. We had, first of all, we had Benjamin Netanyahu. Then we had former President Bill Clinton. And now Bernie Sanders. I cannot believe you guys all decided to call. Thank you so much. She didn't push the right button.
Clinton on before me.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear a word you said because
there's a reason for it, because I sound like a Muppet. Oh,
You sound like a Muppet. Well, I tell you what, why don't we just cut to the chase? Because Phil Hirsch, you are hilarious. This man is Phil Hirsch, a.k.a. the voice of choice. You can check out his stuff on FlickerFusionFilms.com. Now, what's your voice sound like?
Well, I actually sound like a normal person. I know it's kind of hard to believe, but I really do sound this way. I mean, I can alter my voice in any way, shape, or form, which is kind of freaky. I was originally going to, you know, do this very high-pitched Canadian voice going, hey there, how's it going there, Michelle? You know, I'm a big fan, and I like to tune in when I'm not watching hockey. Love the Southern women there, eh? No doubt. But, yeah, I wasn't going to do that to you.
Like Rocky and Bullwinkle. Okay, so people believe it.
So people believe it.
Just do, like, two or three words as Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you for having me on your show. It's really quite an honor. And,
okay.
Even though I'm the Prime Minister of Israel.
And Bill Clinton.
Oh, you know I want to be Bill so badly. I mean, I know you know it, and I know you want me.
And Bernie Sanders one more time.
I think I'm going to take a bath in maple syrup tonight, notably American-made maple syrup, seriously, with trust in it.
Well, we have to. I mean, people are probably listening going, who is this vapid woman talking to the Prime Minister of Israel about McDonald's and parking? And you're just playing it so straight.
And Starbucks and Pete's. I gotta say, I was thinking, oh, please, God, don't let anyone drive off the road. You know, it's always a fear when you're doing different voices and then, you know, people start to freak out and they're wondering, like, who is this insane schizophrenic that you hired? So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, when you're growing up and, you know, sometimes you get to yourself, all of a sudden you realize, holy crap, I have this ability to do voices. This is pretty neat. So, I make the most of it. I do it for a good cause. I mean, if I can give Andrea a plug, Andrea K, she's awesome. And she said, hey, listen, my friend Michelle might need a little help here tonight. What do you say? I'm like, yeah, let's go for the proverbial hat trick, as we say in Canada. And let's go with three voices. So I say, why not? So I'm actually glad it worked out. And we should do this again sometime for sure. I mean, this was I had a blast. As they say, you got some great stuff. I mean, it's very enjoyable.
Well, really. Now you're starting to sound like Clinton again.
No, you know what? I'd talk this way. I really would. But I'm not, I swear. Back to Phil.
Phil, you are absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. You are just a hoot. So thank you.
My pleasure. And I look forward to being in touch. Oh, is there a link where you could? I'd love to hear this. I mean, this would be really cool. Or if there's a podcast link, let me know. I'd love to share it.
Okay. There will be two. Yeah,
even better. Two for the price of one. I love that.
Yeah. Well,
now
there's
I feel like
Bill
I'm back
Clinton
in Canada.
Again. There it is. All right. My man, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Oh. You too. Thanks for the plug as well. Take care.
Bye, sweetheart. How good was he? Okay, well, he was so believable. This is the bizarre thing. Bob Dole has actually called. Bobby!
Michelle, Bob Dole. Glad to speak to you tonight.
No.
And Bob Dole. Bob Dole is hip. So I have to say, how do?
Uh-huh. You know what you all have in common is none of you let me say anything. I could just say here, I could eat a Twinkie. And, you know, they just kind of go. So, Bob Dole, you know, every time I hear your name, I just want a pineapple. Remember, do you get Dole pineapples, or does that make you just feel like a narcissist?
The problem is, Bob Dole's 94 years old, so Bob Dole can't chew any longer.
Yeah.
Bob Dole loves his Dole pineapples, but Bob Dole can't eat them.
Right, and Michelle Mahone loves it when Bob Dole refers to himself in the third person. Michelle Mahone finds that hilarious. But you know what I used to do?
I'm glad that Michelle finds that amusing.
Listen.
What did you used to do, Michelle Mahone?
I'm getting ready to tell you, Bob Dole. I used to get the pineapple, the round pineapples, and I would stack them on my finger, and I would eat them like, you know, like all the way around. Like I'm okay, like that was like a sound effect. Some people could see me high, but like if imagine you have a Reese's cup and you know how it has the edges. Okay, here's how there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, but here's how I do it. First, I get the fringe off. I take that. And then the side, the chocolate, I nibble all around that. And then that just leaves me with, like, the peanut butter around and then two, like, it's like a sandwich. And that's how I eat a Reese's cup. But anyway, that has nothing to do with how I ate Bob Dole pineapple.
Agrees with you. Bob okay. Dole agrees with you on the Reese's cup because knowing Ross Perot as I did, I'm all in favor of trimming the fringe as fast as possible.
Well, I'm all ears. See what I did there?
Well, so was he, unfortunately. And apparently some people when he went to the ballot box.
He's the one that said that at the convention. I'm all ears. Who am I? What am I doing here?
The problem was at 96, Bob Dole didn't make it clear that he really wasn't Dumbo from the Disney movie. And so a lot of young people voted for him. Thinking he was the cartoon character. That's what cost me the election.
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't Bob Dole calling himself Bob Dole. It was whatever you just said, which I'm just going to really try and tune out. Bob Dole, you're the man. Do you have anything you want to plug? Are you on Twitter? Bob Dole at BobDole.com or what do we got?
No, it's just the kind of thing where I, as Bob Dole, listen to Joe Messina every single chance I get, and it's not because I'm 94 and can't get up to change the radio station.
It's not. Well, that's probably why you're listening to me tonight, because you just couldn't change the station. But do you, like, tweet? Are you a tweeter? Netanyahu, you know, apparently likes the Candy Crush. I don't know. That's just going to have to be a mystery. Everybody stay right there. Who knows who's going to call next? This is Michelle Mahone for Joe Messina on The Real Side.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
I don't know.
No comment.
How do, and welcome in to The Real Side with Joe Messina, but I'm not Joe Messina. I am filling in for him, but nobody can fill Joey's shoes. It is Joey, right? This is Joey? Yeah. I'm Michelle Mahone. I don't think I said that. I forgot to say my own name. We are live on Facebook and on our website, therealside.com. Or there is a chat room on the website. You can hang out with your friends on Facebook or call us at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. I would love to hear your thoughts on anything we've discussed tonight or just whatever is on your mind. But right now, I would like to introduce our final guest of the show, Mr. C.B. Burton. Thank you for being here with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Tough act to follow, though.
Yeah.
How do you follow an act like that?
Well, you don't refer to yourself in the first person. You don't talk about getting the transgender vote, or you don't do the Bill Clinton hitting on me. Anything besides that, I think we'll be okay. Keep the fines to a minimum.
I know. He kind of made you feel uncomfortable for a couple minutes there. But, you know, I'd like to hear him do Ronald Reagan. That would be great.
Well,
I wish he was still on the line. I'd ask him to do Ronald Reagan.
Well,
you know,
that's my Ronald Reagan. Weren't you impressed?
I mean, that guy has a lot of talent. I mean,
can he even hear me?
Incredible.
I did my Ronald Reagan.
I know, but you left me speechless. I can't answer to that.
It was just unremarkable.
Well,
I get it. No, it's not. Well, it's not well. It's
well.
That's all I got. I can do Marvin the Martian.
I'm going to blow the Earth up with my space modulator.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Star Wars. That's what he was famous for.
I've never even seen a Star Wars movie. All right, but anyway, that's not what you're here to talk about. We are just digressing fools. Okay, what is on your mind? Sleazy campaign seem to be giving you the rest.
It's hard to get on a serious note here after that, but After last night's election, what's really bothering me is the tactics that the left use. You know, now it's not even just the left anymore. Now it's the globalists. You know, we used to just have to worry about the Democrats. Now we have to worry about these fake Republicans who call themselves conservatives, but are all for open borders and hate Donald Trump. And the tactics that they use is disgusting. And we don't have to follow their narrative. We don't have to argue social justice propaganda, you know, just because, you know, they're trying to steer the argument. You know, we can make them talk about what we want to talk about. You know, we can force them to answer questions about, why do you want higher taxes? Why do you want no borders? Why do you want no national security? You know, make them answer these questions, but what they're successful at doing is making us defensive. And so we're arguing about bathrooms. We're arguing about false accusations of sexual misconduct and racism and this and that. And the other thing, when that's not really the issue. Those aren't the real issues.
Well, you brought up false accusations of sexual misconduct. To whom are you referring? Because there has been a laundry list. And later in the show, I actually have some breaking news. A couple more people have just been accused. So to whom are you referring?
I'm referring to all of them. I mean, there should be a requirement that there has to be some kind of corroborative evidence to accusations, especially during a campaign where they bring it out like 30 days before the actual before election day, where there's not even enough time to reveal the fact that these are lies, these are false accusations. You don't have enough time.
Well, like he actually admitted that he dated, I believe it was a 14-year-old girl, but he had the parents' permission, and he was in his 30s. So he admitted that.
I don't think he admitted to, I don't know, I do not think he admitted to dating a 14-year-old. In Alabama, it's legal to date, I think, 16-year-olds at that time.
And well, what's not, legal and what's gross are two different things.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But to suggest that he's, you know, molesting 14-year-old girls and forcing them to touch him and all this stuff, you know, where's the evidence? You can charge anybody with anything right before an election, and it's all fine and good because anything goes. But where is the proof? Where is the evidence?
Well, right before the presidential election, the then head of the FBI said that they were going to reinvestigate Hillary Clinton for, I believe it was her the internet. What do you call those things?
The internet. Emails.
No, the
her server.
The thank you. Thing? The server that they were gonna. I was playing like you can't see me, but I was playing charades. First word, first syllable sounds like her server. And then he said, no, we're not. And that was that. Yeah. It was too close to the election. It cost her the election, I think. Or it didn't help.
Cost her the election. I mean, have you seen her? She's falling down on 9/11. She couldn't make it into her van, which was really an ambulance disguised as a van. On 9/11, right before the election, she passes out. And I said right then and there, she lost the election. Just from that alone. But do we really want a socialist as a president anymore? I mean, didn't we have enough of that with Obama?
That's
the real issue. The issue is, do we want socialism or do we want capitalism? Those are the real issues. Everything else is smoke and mirrors. It's to obfuscate. It's to get you off the topic. It's to get you to be defensive. And it's for the left to Control the narrative, control the conversation, control the argument. All they want to do is control, control, control. No, mm-hmm. We don't want socialism. We want a free market capitalist society. And we want national security. We want a wall. We want to stop the drugs from coming over. Let's talk about what's really going on and not this phony crap about bathrooms. There's no officer standing outside of bathrooms asking people, do you have your sex card? We want to know what your real sex is before we allow you into the women's room. I've never seen it. Have you?
No, but I'd love to. I'd pay money to see that. I'd like one of those. Because everybody when I was a kid thought I was a boy. But, you know, that's a subject for another day. I mean,
it's hard to stay angry when I'm talking to you. You make me laugh.
I know. Well, you know, I was worried about you, you know, because I know you're there by yourself and you're getting a little bit overheated. I didn't want any kind of vessel to burst. And then you're laying there flopping like a fish.
No, I get angry because nobody's talking about this as being an issue. You have Barack Obama last week. Again, comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, and he's like, "You gotta be careful. You gotta vote because remember what happened with Nazi Germany? They killed 60 million people. So you have to go in there and vote, or you're gonna wind up with somebody like Donald Trump, who's worse than Hitler, who killed 60 million people." This is what he said last week, and this is what's getting us killed. This is getting us killed. This is the most serious issue there is. You have this guy in Nevada who's in a motel shooting down at country music lovers.
My cousin was there, by the way.
Conservative. What?
My cousin was in that crowd, by the way.
Is he all right?
He is. Thank you.
That's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And you know, they're being targeted because they're most likely patriots. They're most likely capitalists. Let's be honest. They're most likely Christians. They're most likely Donald Trump supporters. And he's shooting them like fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
And instead of talking about why is he targeting the capitalistic, patriotic Christians, the question becomes, we should have more gun control.
Okay, you know what? More with C.B. Burton right after this break. Don't go away. I'm Michelle Mahone for Joe Messina, and this is The Real Side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
And we are back. I am Michelle Mahone filling in for Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side, and we have our guest tonight, C.V. Burton. C.V., before the commercial break, you were talking about the Vegas shooting and saying that you thought that he was attacking Christians. Something was pointed out to me that he scoped out a place in Chicago, and that venue had absolutely nothing to do with Trump supporters. And there were bullets in the gas tanks at the airport right beside the hotel. And, you know, he was trying to blow those up. So I personally don't think it had anything to do with Christians or right wing or whatever. I think that he just wanted to get as many people as possible because, you know, it was an outdoor event. It was, you know, fenced off. You know, one way in, one way out. And he figured he's up in this room in a big Vegas hotel and it would take them forever to find him. And, there was just no escape. It was just an open target. I'm not sure that their political views or religious beliefs had anything to do with it. I mean, my cousin happens to be gay and he was there. So not everybody there was a conservative Christian.
Well, our friend Xander Gibbs is gay, but he's also a Trump supporter and a conservative and a Christian. But that, you know, let me, I respectfully disagree with you, and let me see if I can help you see things my way. Why would the FBI be hiding his motive?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's as simple as that.
And then you also you have a shooter in Texas after the Nevada shooting, mm-hmm. Who shot up a church, mm-hmm. And then you had a shooter in a Northern California county that voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. I think 65% for Donald Trump in this county. He was shooting up an elementary school.
Yeah.
Another white leftist. Probably. They don't tell you what his motive was either. And then you had the D.C. shooter in Washington, D.C., who traveled from another state. I forget where he was from, just to shoot some Republicans. Isn't mm-hmm. that nice? And I went to his Facebook page, and it was all anti-Trump, this and that, race-baiting this, race-baiting that, minorities this, blah, blah, blah. And,
well,
he was targeting... He was targeting Trump supporters, he was targeting conservatives, he was targeting Republicans, just like I think the Nevada shooter was, because who were his victims primarily? By and large, they were Christians. By and large, they were patriots. By and large, they were Donald Trump supporters. And the FBI is hiding it. They are not telling you why he did it. They are obfuscating. I was just listening to Tucker tonight. He's saying that they won't release involving this case as to his motive.
Hmm.
And I think the reason why is because they don't want to admit that this was a biased attack against patriots and Christians and Donald Trump supporters, because you know what would happen next. People like me would be screaming at the MSM to tone down their rhetoric. They are constantly calling us Nazi KKK terrorists, day in, day out, 24 hours a day, and there are people who are living on the fringe who are crazy. There are a lot of leftists who are living on the edge who will think, oh, I like to kill people, but wouldn't it be great to kill people and still serve humanity at the same time? Why not kill Nazis? Why not? There's a lot of Antifa out there going around sucker-punching people, hitting people with locks over the head, and... Largely, a lot of these attacks go unreported.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you have the Antifa who are motivated by the MSM. They believe everything CNN tells them. They think that we're Nazis. They think that we're KKK. Let me tell you something. I have nephews and nieces of all races, colors, and creeds. And I take it very highly, highly personal when somebody calls me a Nazi. My wife is Jewish. I'm raising my kids Jewish. Don't call me a Nazi. My wife has family ancestors, whatever you want to call it, who died in the concentration camps.
Right.
Okay? So don't you dare call me a Nazi just because I want lower taxes, less regulations, and national security. That does not make me a racist. It doesn't make me a Nazi. And don't try to kill me for it, because it's a lie. It's a freaking lie. And the FBI are in on it because they're hiding it and they're enabling it. And if they would have told the truth about the Nevada shooter, maybe the shooter in Texas wouldn't have killed all those people in that church.
Okay.
Because there would have been an outcry. They're hiding it because they don't want to hear the outcry.
Okay. Let's take a deep cleansing breath. Get air in.
All right.
Okay. The shooter in Texas... His ex's mother went to that church. So that's why he picked that church. What he did was heinous, unspeakable, horrific. But, and he didn't have to shoot all those people. He could have just shot her if he wanted to at her house. Why he chose to do that, I don't know. But that was not a randomly selected church, his ex's.
Mother yeah, but what
there.
They don't tell
and
you,
he was,
even if that was true, what they were, mm-hmm. what they wouldn't tell you is that she's a Donald Trump supporter.
Okay, I don't think
and
he
so
shot her
friends
because
who go to that church.
I find it very hard to believe that he would have shot her because she was a Donald Trump supporter. I would think that it was more an issue with the ex than the presidential party.
All right, so then the shooter in D.C. wasn't just shooting Republicans. He was just out.
No, he was shooting Republicans. But we're still in Texas. We haven't got that far east yet. Slow down there. There's a speed limit.
All right. Well,
all right.
You also mentioned that the shooter in Nevada had plans to shoot people in Chicago. I don't even think that's true.
Where
did you get that from?
He scoped it out. Well, he scoped out several different places, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you read that? Because I've never seen that. I'm pretty knowledgeable about the whole issue. I've read almost everything about it.
Well,
how come they can release that, but they can't release his motive?
I don't know. I you would have to ask them.
Because they're trying to color it and they're trying to paint it in a certain way. That's why. But I never even read that. I mean, if you could point to the article or the newspaper or the news outlet that reported that, I'd be happy to look at it.
Yeah, we're going to find that for you. Hang on.
All right.
We will find that. But, yeah, and I remember his brother being interviewed, and his brother was just beside himself. He said that he had absolutely no idea why. They were all in shock. You know, this was a wealthy man. You know, he was successful. And he had, as far as his family knew, no political or religious affiliations at all. They have.
That's not what I remember, because I remember his brother being interviewed on his driveway in front of his house.
Yeah.
The day after the first interview, this was like the second time around, and he clearly said he asked the question. He said, "Did my brother hate certain people for certain things?" Yeah. And so he was admitting that he did. Yeah, I'll provide the videos for that.
Well, I mean, I believe you. I just didn't see that. But
yeah, he let that slip.
Let that slip. Whoops. Let me unring that bell.
The thing is, when CNN and MSNBC and all these leftist outlets and Washington Times and Washington Post and New York Times are saying that Donald Trump is worse than Hitler. And that we're Nazi KKK terrorists all day, every single day. Don't you think that motivates people to hate us enough to maybe want to shoot us? Don't you think? Maybe a little bit?
You know what?
Maybe a little bit?
I am trying to answer you, Captain Interruptus. All right. I think that anybody that compares anybody to Hitler is... just, they lost me. I wouldn't hear a word they said after that. I just think that they are showing what a moron they are. So, no, I don't.
So you don't watch CNN anymore, then?
I watch all of them. I read foreign newspapers online.
But you just said anybody who compares us to Nazis, you would never listen to them anymore. But that's
I change the channel. I didn't call my satellite company and have the channel blocked. I mean, it's still there. But if they start that nonsense, I change the channel. But no, I mean, I think people are just going to feel what they feel and think what they think. And instead of looking
who they
want to
shoot, because
you are angry. You are just angry.
Yeah, I'm angry. I don't like to see my people. I don't like to see my people mowed down like fish in a barrel.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit angry. I was going to make a point, and you just kind of made it for me. I think that if we were all a little bit nicer to each other and to ourselves, love yourself first, then people would hate everybody less. But I tell you, I love you.
I wish the people that were mowed down in Nevada could come back to life again and be a little nicer.
All right. Well, C.V. Burton, thank you for your time, Chief. Love to have you again. This is Michelle Mahone for Joe Messina on The Real Side.